From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
In sports, the Danville Otterbots beat the Pulaski River Turtles last night 5-2. Delaware's Jackson Tyre led the way for the Otterbots as he went 4-for-4 at the plate with an RBI and a run scored. Chatham alum Jake Moore also went 1-for-4 and drove in 2 runs. The Otterbots had 5 pitchers combined to allow just 4 hits in the win. The Otterbots are back in action tonight again at Pulaski and are back in action at home on Saturday and Sunday. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, the Washington Nationals fell to the Cincinnati Reds in 10 innings, 5-4. The Baltimore Orioles belted out 20 hits as they pounded the New York Yankees 14-1. And the Boston Red Sox beat the Texas Rangers 10-6 to improve to 45-43 on the season. All of the AL East teams currently have records above 500. No other division has more than 3 teams with records above 500. Virginia Tech football has had a good week on the recruiting trail. Yesterday, the Hokies landed a commitment from 3-star wide receiver for the class of 2024, Chance Wiggins from King George, Virginia. Earlier this week, the Hokies landed a commitment from 3-star defensive end, Gerard Johnson from Virginia Beach. Bizarre news from the NBA yesterday as it was reported that pop star Britney Spears had an altercation with recent number one pick Victor Wembanyama's security. Spears reportedly approached Wembanyama in Las Vegas to ask for a picture at a restaurant when security reportedly pushed her away. The Spurs rookie said he didn't know it was Spears until hours later. A singer has filed a police report against the security guard. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.